This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're picking up the second hour of the program. You are invited to join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio, you've got Ian.
Nobody. And Aria.
In recent weeks, we have discussed the concept of sanctions here on Free Talk Live, given what's been happening to the Russian people, many of whom might be against the war going on in Ukraine, but they are suffering just as much as any Russians who are in favor of the war due to the sanctions. And then, of course, there's voluntary sanctions that a lot of U.S. corporations and Western corporations are engaging in. Netflix, for instance, or YouTube have not been ordered to cut off the Russian people. They've only been told, like, the government sanctions, as I understand them, are targeting Russian oligarchs, Putin and his family, their buddies, government minister types in Russia. But a lot of these companies are just completely cutting off anyone who is Russian.
Yeah, Burger King did it, PayPal did it, yeah. I think Google did it, if
there's
I remember
a huge
correctly.
List. Yeah, I mean, there's a huge list. It's
Pepsi,
really
Coca-Cola, Burger King.
The list that's short is the list of companies that haven't done anything. That's the short list.
And this
was
supposedly completely voluntary. Like, I haven't heard anything about the government specifically requesting these people do this.
Correct. Yeah, they're all just piling on to show their support for Ukraine. So sanctions hurt people. They hurt peaceful people. They hurt the average person more so than any oligarchs or whatever. But it hasn't just been sanctions against Russia that have been hurting people. It's sanctions against every country hurts the people of that country.
Right.
Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, none of these Cuba.
And not only that, but by making markets less free, these things make the whole world poorer.
That's a great point, because you can't trade with those folks. They may have like you want Cuban cigars, can't have those.
Yeah. Well, some brilliant person in North Korea may have, invented a 100% foolproof safe flying car, and we'll never know about it.
Well, true. I mean, in North Korea, you can't even communicate with them in any easy manner because it is essentially the hermit kingdom. They have
That is the fault of North Korea. Yeah. But if, the North Korean government wanted to make some money, they could presumably have one of their brilliant people create some technology that the average American would find useful, but we wouldn't be allowed to buy it.
They're hermits because they're crabby.
The people of North Korea have no opportunities, and that's partially because of the North Korean government. But it's also because the rest of the world is shutting them off and refusing to do business with them. And we've seen how that affects the people in Venezuela. We've seen how that affects the people in Cuba. It hurts them. It means they don't have near as many opportunities to create, to do business. And if they can't do business with the largest, the richest market, it's not the largest by population, but as far as wealth is concerned, the U.S. is the wealthiest marketplace on the planet. And these people, these poor people in places like Cuba and Iran and elsewhere, are completely prohibited from doing business with people in the United States. And that's tragic. But it's worse when people are actually even threatened with violence here in the United States for trying to do anything at all with people in these other countries. And that's the story we're sharing with you right now.
That's the amazing thing here, because this means that the U.S. government, for all intents and purposes, it's no better than the North Korean government.
Of course not. The difference is only in degrees. Like, you might
get executed. Degrees aren't even that different at this point. Okay.
In North Korea, you're more likely to get executed by a pack of dogs or thrown into a hard labor prison camp versus this guy who's probably going to be going to a minimum security federal government facility for 5 years. Maybe.
Yeah, that's not a whole lot better, though.
Or maybe they'll consider him a national security threat and lock him away in max. Maybe he won't get minimum security.
I would rather go in front of the firing squad myself. I wouldn't want to get torn apart by the rabid dogs or whatever, but the firing squad's probably the...
You'd rather go into a firing squad than spend 5 years in a minimum security prison?
No.
Okay. Then, I just want to make sure we're clear on that.
No. Not 5 years.
So, again, it's the difference.
And not
in
a minimal security, right? But like a Supermax or something like that, yeah, just where you're in isolation 24-7, yeah, just go ahead and put a bullet in me.
In the United States, you have some amount of economic freedom. In most places, you still have to ask permission to do your business. You have to ask the government master.
Well, I'm pretty sure that you can find yourself with a nasty prison sentence in America for doing business without the proper permission in the form of licensing.
Yes, as a Crypto 6 member, we are all certain about that. No, there's no doubt about it. I'm not saying this is a free marketplace, but it is a little bit more free. Again, we're talking about the differences being degrees. It's a little bit more free in the United States than in North Korea. North Korea is generally considered the dead last country on the list of economic freedom, if it's even included on the list, because you can't get any data out of North Korea. No information comes from any source besides the government's official media, so you can't have any real way of comparing them to any of the rest of the world because there's no information. So you really don't know. Maybe not. I think they're way worse than Venezuela, though, because you can still at least open your own business in Venezuela, I'm sure, if you jump through enough hoops.
I think if they were successful, like if the North Korean economy was successful and the people there were living, you know, luxuriously, we would know it.
Yeah. And another great example of the difference in degrees, in North Korea, they worship the Kims, the sort of the ruling family. There was Kim Il-sung, who was the grandfather, Kim Jong-il, who was his son, and now Kim Jong-un, who is his son.
And in the United States, they like to pretend like they're not worshiping the government.
Well, that's the thing. In North Korea, they worship the man as though he is God. They worship more so the grandfather. They don't. Kim Jong-un hasn't apparently had the same level of awe that his predecessors have amongst the people there. So
is that because he's retarded?
Well,
he does pretty much seem like an idiot.
The mythology, I think, is breaking down as the generations go by, from what I understand. All we know is what people tell us, right? Like, we can't.
Well, it's hard to keep belief in a godlike myth alive when you're faced with a moron.
And when you're faced with starvation, which they went through in the 1990s due to, well, communism not being able to provide food for everybody. So it's a really interesting history. But, of course, the difference being in degrees. So in North Korea, they worship these men as gods. But in the United States, they worship the state itself. So it's not one man who is the god in the United States, because there's plenty of people who don't like Biden. And plenty of people,
new Jesus every 4 years.
But there's also plenty of people who don't like each one of them, right? So people like. A lot of people hated Trump, a lot of people hate Biden, etc., and so on. It just goes on like that.
I think a lot of people probably hate the rulers of North Korea. It's
you just can't say it.
Not healthy to say so.
Correct. You'll end up in a prison camp.
I don't know, man. Their information is so tightly controlled. I don't know if I could be convinced that they do hate Kim Jong-un.
Some do, but they would never tell you about it. That's the thing. You can't speak out against them in any meaningful way. So that's the difference, is here the people, some of them hate the politicians, one side or the other, but they still believe in the state. They still believe that they can elect the right people to the state, and then the state will be good. Then we'll get rid of the deep state, and all will be well.
It's just like going to a different church because you don't like your current pastor. Or your current priest or whatever. So it's like, okay, I'll just go to this other church.
So again, difference in degrees. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. The man who's going to prison, though, for simply going over to North Korea and speaking to them is a gentleman who was a former Ethereum developer. His name is Virgil Griffith. He's been sentenced to 63 months in prison by a Judge Castle, a federal judge. Says here that he had harsh conditions in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. They informed the judge of a psychological assessment of the man, Mr. Griffith, done in prison, which found him to be suffering from personality disorders, including narcissistic personality disorder and obsessive compulsive personality disorder. Said that the disorders explained his obsession with North Korea and his disregard for the warnings of his family, friends, employer, and the government not to travel to North Korea. Griffith says he's been dedicated to therapy and was found to be treatable and not likely to reoffend. When Griffith himself was given an opportunity to speak, he told the court he had spent time in prison thinking about how he, quote, genuinely, arrogantly, and erroneously thought, I knew better, unquote, that his than his loved ones who warned him against going to North Korea. He says, I've learned my lesson. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thank you to Ryan Walsh. Ryan is a silver level supporter of the Free Talk Live AMPS Patreon. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help Free Talk Live get on more great radio stations around the country. If you enjoy the work that we do here, please join AMPS. And it's over 80 supporters now in the AMPS program. So thank you to Ryan and the rest over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We're sharing with you a disturbing story about somebody who is going to prison. He's going to prison for 63 months. He has spent 10 months behind bars already, so another 53 months.
That's a hell of a sentence, though.
For speaking. Yeah, for giving a presentation.
And presumably the guy had no criminal record or they would have mentioned this. It's just some Ethereum nerd who was like, hey, this could be a great way of lifting the average North Korean out of poverty. And he went there to do that, to show them how they may lift themselves out of poverty in spite of the overbearing and evil nature of the United States government.
He said at sentencing, I've learned my lesson. I am still profoundly embarrassed that I'm here and of what I have done, unquote.
I'm embarrassed that you're embarrassed, dude. You were doing a good thing. You were doing a service to humanity, and now you're ashamed of it.
Well, they're going to argue that he was helping the government of North Korea learn how to avoid sanctions.
Which is not as good, but because of the socialist nature of North Korea, if you want to help the North Korean people, you kind of do have to help their government.
I'd better help them into a grave if you want to really help their people.
Well, ideally, you know, they would become wealthy, they would become more educated, they would become, you know, all of these things that would make them realize that, hey, the socialism thing just isn't working out. Right. But you got to start by putting some food in their bellies.
I don't know. I mean, we don't know what this conference was that he was speaking at. The average North Korean probably doesn't have access to the internet. So I presume this was a conference for government agents in North Korea. But I don't know. They don't get into that.
It probably wasn't for your average, you know, street vendor or barber. It's probably your upper middle class, your wealthy elite, so to speak, whether they're government or not.
Are tied in with the state.
I understand that.
So, I'm not defending what happened to this guy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying that it might not have been that he was talking to, like, I don't think there are average cryptocurrency users in North Korea because they're probably prohibited from doing anything like that.
Yeah, so they probably don't even know about cryptocurrency. But in order for those people to ever learn about cryptocurrency, the people in government must first learn about cryptocurrency.
And it is true that some of the people who have been in government have defected. There was a really interesting book I was reading while I was in jail on the Crypto 6 charges last year. You can go to thecrypto6.com to learn more about what's happening to us. But I read a book. Somebody sent me a book written by somebody who was, he was like a government poet. So his job was to...
Ah, yes, dear leader.
Yes, his job was to write poetry that glorified the state. And part of his access, his special skills that he had was that he was allowed to read foreign media. So the average person cannot in North Korea. You can't just subscribe to a South Korean newspaper.
Well, he couldn't he was allowed to read it, but only there in his office. If he had taken any of it home with him, and I think he did at one point. That was what led to all of his need to flee the country in the first place, if I recall correctly, is that he did take some of this home. But even just taking a newspaper clipping home would have been high
treason.
Crime
against the state, yeah. And so, you know, because he was able to read media from outside of North Korea, he kind of was able to open up his mind a little bit more than the average North Korean. And so, therefore, he ended up concluding that he needed to get the hell out of there. And he did. And now he's obviously speaking out. So it certainly could be that his presentation in North Korea could have hit the right people at the right time who are looking to undermine the state. You never know, right? You never know who you're going to reach. But that didn't matter to the judge. The judge in the case, Castle, said this. Quote, there is an argument that Virgil Griffith is a kind and thoughtful man. describing a version of events in which...
The judge said this?
Yes.
And then he sentenced the guy to 50-something months in prison?
He doesn't believe that argument. He says, at great personal sacrifice to himself, or describing a version of events at which, at great personal sacrifice to himself, Griffith traveled to North Korea to share educational materials about blockchain technology and returned to persecution. But those are not the facts.
Those are literally the facts, though.
That is not what happened, he said, and continued. He said, what you see here is an intentionality and a desire to educate people on how to evade sanctions.
That's literally just rephrasing the first thing he said.
Judge Castle read a series of text messages and emails from Griffith in which the defendant admits to sharing information with North Korea for the express purpose of helping the repressive regime evade sanctions. What the judge found most damning, perhaps, was a photo of Griffith presenting at the conference wearing a traditional North Korean suit and standing in front of a blackboard on which it read, "No sanctions," with a smiley face. Quote, the fact of the matter is Virgil Griffith hoped to come home to Singapore or elsewhere as a crypto hero, to be admired and praised for standing up to government sanctions for his fearlessness and nobility, unquote. The judge blasted Griffith's history of cooperation with the government both before and after his trip to Pyongyang, held up by the defense as evidence of his good nature as narcissism. Quote, this guy is willing to play both sides of the street as long as he is the center of attention, he said. But the judge and prosecution...
I'm glad this judge is stuck in New York, man. He sounds like a real piece of work.
They're all over the place, unfortunately. But both the judge and the prosecution reference the ongoing war in Ukraine, as well as the U.S. government's use of sanctions against Russia to justify the need for a harsh sentence in order to deter Griffith and, quote, similarly situated others, unquote, from future violations of U.S. sanction laws. So he was used as an example, just like they did to Ross Ulbricht, sentencing Ross Ulbricht, the man who created a website, and went to prison for two life sentences plus 40 years. They did that because they wanted to send a message to other people about creating darknet websites, which, of course, has done nothing to stop darknet websites from being created, but they're doing the same thing here.
I was reading some article earlier today where it cited as one of the list of charges against this person, and I don't remember now what the article was about, but among them was using a computer to commit a crime.
Yep. Yeah, Ross got that one, I think.
That's insane to me, because there's no part of the crime. That's like literally just taking a separate crime.
Making a separate crime.
Yes. Yeah. Making a second crime to throw on top of the first one, because there's still only one act there, right?
Like, that's right. You're a computer nerd.
What does it matter if you brain somebody with a laptop instead of a hammer?
Yeah, good point, yeah. Right? Like one of these mafia people, if you crack someone's skull open, hammer, okay, that's a sentence for murder. But if you beat their head open with the Apple computer, you used a computer to commit a crime. So that's a special additional charge. Yeah. It's just amazing the mechanisms the state has in place here to charge people with the crap on top of crap.
Sure
and
is.
Just keep piling crap on with spurious charges like using a computer to commit a crime. Okay, well, it's already illegal, so why do you have a separate crime to throw at them? It's absurd.
Yep, and they're saying that this is going to result in further charges, not for this man, he's going to prison, but for his quote-unquote co-conspirators. Whoever it was that apparently encouraged him to go to North Korea, they may be facing similar charges of so-called conspiracy. More coming up here. It's
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans are rejoicing after a federal judge ruled the mask mandate on planes and other forms of public transportation is unconstitutional. Missouri AG and U.S. Senate candidate Eric Schmidt tweeting, "COVID authoritarianism belongs on the ash heap of history." Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also celebrating the ruling with a tweet of his own. This as the TSA says it will not be enforcing the mask mandate on planes or in airports for the time being. The price of a bushel of corn is topping $8 Monday. Farmers haven't seen corn hit that level in nearly a decade. Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart saying the war in Ukraine has to do a lot with the upward pressure in grain prices. Soybeans rose to $17 a bushel as well. USA Radio News. Today is the federal tax deadline for most Americans.
The complexity of the tax code is a big complaint by many Americans. Doing your own taxes is a headache. This year, more than half the tax filers turned to a professional for help. That's according to the latest data from the Internal Revenue Service. That means you'll be getting back less in your refund check. Good news, the IRS is also reporting the average refund for 2021 taxes is just over $3,200. You'll need to file before the end of the day or go to IRS.gov and file an extension until October. Now, if you owe money, you'll need to pay the IRS today to avoid penalties, even if you file an extension. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sherry Papini, the California woman who staged her own kidnapping and confessed that everything was a hoax, is entering a guilty plea. She faces up to 25 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Apparently the Monero fans are planning what they're calling a bank run. And we will get into what they've got in mind. What are they up to? The Monero crowd, which is, for listeners that don't know, the world's most, I guess, premier privacy coin as far as cryptocurrencies are concerned. We'll get into that story.
I still don't understand with privacy coins. How do you know that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Well, I don't, but as I understand it, Monero is open source, so people have evaluated the code and confirmed that, you know, as it's programmed, it should be doing what it claims to be doing.
But what you don't know is how much there is in circulation, necessarily. You don't
right.
know that. There's certain
That's why Monero has no... Has no market cap, right? Or
they
no
have,
supply cap, right?
Correct. Well, it's because there's no limit on that. They could have put a limit on the amount of Monero.
Yeah, but we would never have any way of knowing if
that's
that,
true. You can't verify.
That limit was reached.
Yeah,
so
you can't verify.
I understand why they didn't bother to put on a limit.
We'll talk about it coming up here. It's an interesting story. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up tonight as well, Russian bankers want non-custodial crypto wallets. Aria has that story. We'll want them banned. We'll talk about that. But first, to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
Oh, yes. I just want to let you know that I got completely banned from the local radio station here.
Really?
Did they ban Raymond too?
No, they still let him on.
Which station?
They, you know what? They have a joke hour, dumb joke hour, and I can't even put on dumb jokes.
Your jokes are just
they
that bad, apparently.
Joke rodeo.
That's what it's called.
You know what?
Maybe they really like food. You know?
What do you mean?
They don't want to starve to death. So, I mean, she's a communist.
So, Sarah, what station are we talking about here?
Well, am I allowed to say the number 770 AM?
Okay, KKOB, that's the big talk station. There's a few talk stations in Albuquerque.
How do you memorize this stuff, dude?
I'm just a radio geek.
I know.
But that's what I do.
She just spits out, three random numbers out in the middle
KKOB.
Of nowhere in New Mexico, and you're like, you mean blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I know who the program director is there, too. As a matter of fact, I've met him a few times at the various different conventions that I've been to. We're on Kiva, actually, KIVA, which is our affiliate there in Albuquerque, but there's at least two or three talk radio stations, so you can always call the other ones, Sarah.
Well, the other ones, they hardly come through, and the only one that comes through, and then you could call in, is this station, and they always brag that they're like the number one radio station, because there's no other radio station to listen to in this area.
What did they say to you when they actually banned you? Did they tell you, did they pick up the phone and say, we don't ever want you calling back? I mean, how did that go?
I always get in touch with the call screeners. Mm-hmm. They screen the calls, and they all the shows they have said that we're not taking your calls anymore,
wow.
And they hang up on me.
Damn.
So all they had Candelaria show. They had.
So I guess. Could you take from this that communism is not popular? Could you make that your conclusion?
Well, they also do not like red light cameras. There was all of the talk shows talk
so
against
smart,
the red light
is
cameras.
What you're saying. These are intelligent
they
people.
They don't like what?
Red light cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you're saying these are intelligent people who actually want the best for their listeners by not having to face ridiculous red light fines. But that's not the only thing you call about, Sarah. I mean, that's not the only topic you call local radio about, is it?
I talk about the homeless camps, and I talk about the buses, the transit, the trains, all sorts of stuff. Right now, all they take is the emails. They have a email reading hour, and all they could do is the.
But you don't do texting. Email.
Right, and then they have to. They
so you're,
screen
you're
and
SOL.
Text the email. Well, they get email and texting.
Yeah, and you don't do text, right?
It's called a calling show. Well, I do text, but they only publish what they want to publish.
Sure,
that's what I'm saying.
If you get on the air, then you can say what you want, as long as they don't dump you.
Have you considered starting your own radio show, Sarah?
Well, you know what? I just want to say thank you to you guys. You're all I
you
have.
Didn't answer
right
the question,
now.
Sarah. You didn't answer the question. You're really bad at that, by the way.
Oh, the radio station. No, I got my hands full.
Not a radio station. Obviously, you can't do that because you don't have any money, and it costs money to start a radio station.
How do you have your hands full?
A license.
Yeah.
You say you have your hands full. With what?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I got my hands full with, you know what, every day I do my network marketing. I talk to 5 people today. So, you know, I just do that for fun. And so I have a lot going on. And
she's turning into a capitalist.
Guys.
She's going out and trying to sell products.
I mean, she's in a pyramid scheme like a true hardcore capitalist, too, right? Good on you for that, Sarah. Embrace it. Embrace the evils of capitalism.
What kind of network marketing? Because some of it's decent, some of it not so much.
Well, you know what I like about it is all of our stuff is very environmental.
Should answer the question.
What is it?
What kind is it? We have nutritional products. We have home cleaning products. We got skin care products.
Don't mix up the two.
Do they have a company name? Have they named her?
I'm not allowed to say it. Ying could say that. I can't say that.
I don't remember the name. She has mentioned it. So wait, are you saying, Sarah, that you've become a distributor of this product? Because before, whenever you brought this up, you would always say, oh no, I'm just a customer. I'm not a distributor. I'm not trying.
Is it Galactose?
No,
Galactose,
that's one of their products.
Are you Galactose intolerant?
What are you selling people that you wouldn't be allowed to advertise to a nationally syndicated radio show?
Well, it don't want me to get free commercials. That's what's keeping me from saying it.
Let me explain this better than Sarah. A lot of these network marketing companies have restrictions on how you can market their products. It seems counterproductive, right? But they actually say to their distributors, thou shalt not advertise on broadcast radio. Thou shalt not, you know, so on and so on. There's a whole bunch of prohibitions. You're only supposed to do it person to person. So that's why Sarah is being reticent to reveal for whom it is that she is a distributor. I think that she honestly is trying to follow the rules here rather than... but you did mention them before, Sarah. So can you answer my question of before you used to say, well, I'm just a customer. Did you start as a customer and then decide to sign up as a distributor?
Well, actually, I'm not signed up technically as a customer or a distributor.
Huh?
Richard is a customer, and he's trying to market, and he can't get nobody signed up.
Okay, hold on.
Is it Richard or Raymond?
Well, the Richard Raymond is his middle name.
And that answers my question as to whether what kind of organization it is, because if what you're looking to do is sign people up, then it's a pyramid scheme. If you're actually, I did Amway when I was a teenager, and
I did one of them too. When
you
I was
know, young. And if you're trying to actually sell something, that's a different matter, and that's more or less how some people approach Amway that way. And they have some really good products. I mean, my mother swears by their some of their laundry detergent and such.
Yeah, well, if they don't have a good product, then you need to run the hell away from a network marketing company. Some of them are just selling opportunities, and they're just selling money distribution, and they're total scams from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. Like you said, others kind of janky and questionable, mm-hmm. but maybe they've got a decent product, but they're marketing it in a really questionable manner.
If you have the right product, network marketing could be extremely effective.
It could be. It sounds to me like Sarah is trying to play some kind of a game where she's acting like she's not, or like Richard isn't a distributor, but he actually is a distributor. It's like, come right out and just be honest with people about what it is you're doing. Thank you for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phones are open here and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. You know, we haven't talked a lot about cryptocurrency in recent weeks, but I did want to get into this story about Monero. There's a few interesting headlines in the crypto world today. We already talked about the Ethereum developer who's going to prison for more than 5 years for simply giving a presentation over in North Korea, which is an insane story. You're certainly welcome to comment on that. But now the Monero fans are talking about doing a bank run, quote unquote. And although this actually doesn't have to do with the banks, it has to do with the group of companies that really, really wants to be like the banks.
I love this idea, right? And I hope they're not just saying, hey, we need to pull all of our Monero off the exchanges or whatever. I hope they are trying to create a wider movement where everyone pulls their crypto off of exchanges at once to see if the, first of all, if the exchanges really have it, or and B, to punish them for being evil.
Had you already heard about this story?
No.
Okay, cause it's interesting because you asked the question, do the exchanges really have it? And that's where
the banks. I mean, I would not be at all surprised if Coinbase doesn't actually have the cryptocurrency that they're supposed to have.
That's where they're coming from on this. Now, the this comes back to what we were talking about before, where Monero is the privacy coin, sort of the top privacy coin. There are a bunch of privacy coins in the world of cryptocurrency, but Monero, I believe, was the first ever, and it's the biggest one. It's in the top 50 of the coins out there right now. It used to be in the top 20, but I don't think it's I think it's in like the 30s range.
I'm surprised it's falling.
Yeah, a lot of the useful coins have been falling. Bitcoin Cash, Monero, Dash. Dash is like around number 80-something or 90, somewhere in that range.
This phenomenon will fix itself.
What's replacing them?
All the speculative stuff.
Cardano.
Shiba Inu, which is a total, you know, meme coin. Anyway, so Monero is a privacy coin, and as we pointed out just a few moments ago on the show, we talked about how you cannot see the Monero transactions, so you cannot know for sure how many Monero there are in circulation. If you go and you look at CoinMarketCap or CoinGecko, which are two of the more popular tracking sites where they show you all the different cryptos that are out there, the thousands of them, and you can look at them and see how many, for most coins, you can see how many coins there are in the marketplace, how many are coming out, you know, every day or every 10 minutes or whatever. You can get all these statistics for most cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash included. But with Monero, you cannot get that information. You have no idea what the circulating amount of Monero is. You don't know how much is being mined into existence. They tell you what's supposed to be happening with the mining. So in theory, you could kind of cook up an estimate, but you don't know for sure.
It makes me feel better knowing that you can't know for sure as well. I mean, it makes me feel better knowing that no one can know for sure.
Well, being able to audit a cryptocurrency does have its benefits, because then you know what you're dealing with, and that's one of the reasons
why...
Well,
I can audit the code, and...
Well, that's true.
You can audit the code, but there's no way to know whether the code that you're reading is actually what's running on miners' machines.
That's true.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why some people don't want to use Monero is because they're afraid of the fact that they just don't know everything about it. That said, for the people that
that's
are...
That's a silly reason not to want to use Monero.
I tend to agree, but for some people, they are now fed up with these centralized exchanges. A group of Monero enthusiasts, according to Decrypt.co, is saying they're planning an XMR. XMR is the little short code for Monero. Bank run on April 18th. Which, that's today.
Well, that's only going to affect, like, Kraken and Binance, right?
Any centralized exchange that has Monero, which there aren't that many of them.
Not in the U.S., at least.
Yeah, Bittrex got rid of it, I know.
That's right, yeah, a couple of years ago now. The so-called Monerun, as in Monero run, Monerun, on the eighth anniversary of the coin's launch is a reaction to what community members see as a lack of transparency over Monero, including allegations that central exchanges...
Okay, I think it's ironic that the producers of an opaque coin are complaining about a lack of transparency.
They're specifically complaining regarding the exchanges.
Uh-huh.
So they're saying that centralized exchanges have, by the way, suspended Monero withdrawals and are misrepresenting reserves. So that's very disturbing. Because it's really
sucks. They shouldn't even have reserves. That's just how we get a new form of fractional reserve banking. They should the amount of cryptocurrency they're supposed to have.
The amount you have,
That's what they're saying here. They're saying that a reserve would be the amount of customer deposits in the case of a centralized exchange. But they believe that they're overrepresenting their reserves and selling Monero that they basically don't have. Quote,
I think they're probably doing that with every cryptocurrency.
But the rest of them you can look at. That's the difference. If you want to go to Binance's cold storage address and see how many Bitcoin they have in there, you can do that.
They publish their wallet addresses?
You can follow it. You make a deposit to Binance, and you can follow the coins and see where they go. And a lot of these exchanges' wallets are publicly known. So some of the... some of the block explorers out there, for listeners who don't know, a block explorer is a website where you can go and you can look at the blockchain, the blockchain being the public ledger of transactions for most coins like Bitcoin and these others. Monero does not have the ability to be observed in any meaningful sense unless you have the specific keys to look at one specific transaction.
Schrödinger's coin.
And so, therefore, you cannot know for sure how many Monero the exchange has, which would mean they could be selling Monero that they don't have.
But they could be doing this with other cryptocurrencies as well, just by saying, oh, no, we actually have other...
They could. You're right about that. But it's at least somewhat auditable. Anyway, One of their security engineers, Seth Simmons, wrote on Twitter, quote, "It's looking more and more like exchanges are paper trading Monero and lying about how much they have to customers. Opt out. Get those keys off exchanges and actually own your Monero."
Why would you even have Monero if you were just going to keep it on an exchange?
I don't know.
I understand you have to go to the exchange to buy it, but why not immediately withdraw it?
This is a good question.
I want to have a privacy coin, but I want to have it in the least private way possible.
Right.
And where it's not even actually mine. So I don't even want to have a privacy coin. I just want to be able to say, hey, look, guys, in theory, I technically can access per some conditions.
Yeah, if they don't freeze withdrawals.
Well, Monero was actually, to be fair, among the coins that I was day trading back in the day. So I did have Monero, and I did have it on an exchange. And the reason is because I didn't have it because it was, well, I had it partially because it was a privacy coin, but because I thought that was going to come into vogue.
Not yet.
And that it would be profitable.
Yeah, maybe someday it will. But that does give a good excuse.
I think it inevitably will.
That is a good reason why somebody would keep coins on an exchange, is if they're constantly trading them. Right. Yeah. That makes some sense. But that said, these exchanges cannot be trusted. And as one of them pointed out on Reddit, quote, "We're withdrawing Monero from exchanges," a person named Body Anarchist wrote on r/cryptocurrency. He said further, "Any exchange that hasn't disabled withdrawals, which many of them have already, we're pulling our funds," he said. And that was uploaded.
Are the exchanges halting withdrawals as a response to the run on Monero?
I don't know.
Or is it unrelated?
Good question. That much is not clear. He wrote that the obfuscated ledger technology for Monero has made it possible for exchanges to misrepresent their reserves and sell Monero that they don't actually hold. He said exchanges can do this because they believe most Monero holders won't seek to withdraw their funds. And why they would believe that, I don't know. Maybe there really is a huge problem in crypto where people just do not know how to run their own wallets.
I suspect that is a huge problem in crypto. I would speculate that that problem exists in most places that aren't New Hampshire and maybe Tokyo.
So now members of the Monero community are coordinating efforts to withdraw their Monero from as many exchanges as possible to see if they're right. The 32nd largest cryptocurrency by market cap at about $4.2 billion. According to CoinMarketCap.com, Monero was a privacy coin launched in 2014 from a hard fork of Bitcoin. Monero means coin in Esperanto, the international language invented in the 19th century. And it's currently, as of this weekend, was trading for around $237. And then they get into a little bit more about zero-knowledge proofs and so on. One more tweet from another supporter, quote, "What better way to celebrate the birth of true digital cash than to coordinate a centralized exchange Monero bank run?" And I got to say, I support this. I think
every cryptocurrency should do it, not just Monero.
Yeah.
Get all of your cryptocurrency off of the exchanges. Not just to audit them and make sure they actually have it, just because it's a better idea for you to have it.
Yeah, for the principle of self-custody of your funds. These exchanges can be targeted by governments. They can be targeted by hackers. And they are just not safe in any way, shape, or form. The number is 603-283-6160. They can also just freeze your account at any time that they want to and force you to jump through all kinds of hoops just to get back into it. It's ridiculous.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.